Good morning,
5:37
here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. I'm good with numbers. Mayor Grover Robinson of the city of Pensacola joins us every Wednesday at about this time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Andrew, always good to be back with you. So I tell you what, this is the first day I've woken up, and it's cool.
Oh,
I kind of I'm getting ready to walk without a jacket on, and I'm like, I know in about 15 minutes I'm gonna be fine, but right now I wish I had a jacket.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Enjoy that weird feeling of, gosh, I'm a little chilly. That's a good feeling to have, at least eventually in Florida. That is the beginning of the end of the pain. So that's good stuff. Hey, you had a town hall last night, which, if I'm not mistaken, I believe was your last town hall as mayor with Councilman Jones, right? How'd that go?
Yes. I think it may be my last town hall as a public official. So I've gone through a lot of them. We didn't have as many people. We probably could have done a little bit better job, obviously, with the hurricane and a variety of other things and stuff got away from what we had. But it was nice. I said at the same time, I remember my first town hall when everybody was really angry and we had a lot of people. I remember those much more. But anyways, it was nice, and it was good to have that we were able to answer some questions that were going on in District 3. I think District 3 is an interesting, because right along the water, there's really just residential. Their things are almost totally different than every other place I've gone. But I think Casey Jones has done an amazing job there. He's doing a really good job. Only 2 years in as a councilman, and I enjoyed being with him and his constituents last night. So it was a nice meeting.
Very good. And by the way, I suppose it's news, the semi-announcement you just made that you don't intend to ever run for any political office again. So I'll be the first to say it before we do our exiting debrief interview later on. Hey, thank you for the service all of these years in all the various places. I appreciate that. You gave the keys to the city to Quentin Rishi Studer last week, right?
I did. We really had intended to do that 2 years ago in the spring of 2020. We're going to try to do it at a baseball game or something. I really just appreciate.
Gosh, what happened in 2020 that would have changed that decision?
Yeah, that's what I said when I was given the key. I said, yeah, it feels like it was 2 years when we weren't able to even get together. I'd have to give a virtual key, and that just didn't work very well. It was really nice. I thought Quinn has done so much for this community and being an adopted community. I mean, the brain bags things to really focus on trying to get us introduce children to more words. Just obviously the Wahoos,
Civicon,
things like AntraCon and Civicon that have really changed how this community is and what it thinks of and its civic discussions. I mean, it's just, I think he's done an awful lot for us when we look back and go, man, thank goodness we had a citizen that came here who wanted to do all these things, because I think it's had a major impact on who we are as a community.
Yeah, no, I echo those sentiments. I mean, if anybody deserves, again, you know, not that he's the only one, but they're the only ones, but certainly they have done a lot to serve. I know you're getting toward the end of your service, and so it's going to be frustrating to you to see a lot of the things that you hope to get done not get completed. But I got to imagine that seeing anything of a FEMA checkmark, like the Community Maritime Park repairs, that's got to be a little bit satisfying.
No, it was very satisfying. I think the other big one is Plaza de Luna will be finishing up soon, and that will be very satisfying. We did, interestingly enough, with the mayor-elect, we had him on a FEMA call for like our last sort of three projects that are out there. It was kind of funny. Amy Lavoie, after the phone call, she goes, I think D.C. understands his first trip to D.C. And I said, yeah, he'll be arguing about these FEMA things for a while. But yes, no, anytime you can finish out a FEMA project, it's a good thing. We're excited to do it. We think much of the waterfront, we will finally have gotten back to normal. These are all things I wish we could have done faster, but it just, you know what the process is like.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And I was a commissioner in Escambia County. Ivan was 2 years before I even got elected, and as I was leaving, we were still solving Ivan things. So,
right.
You know, it's just a process.
Just on that note, the marina, where are we at? What's the timetable for having that be completed on the west side of the park?
Yeah. No, we talked about that. We thought we awarded the contract back in the summer, and we thought we were going to get it done by now. But immediately it came up to us, and they said, we can't have the materials until December of 2020, supply side. So we've indicated. The good news is we still expect, with all the materials by December 2020, that we should be able to have the marina up and running by really the time boating season comes out next year.
Okay.
We get in March and people want to get out in boats and stuff, March, April. So we are still anticipating, but that will be one of those things that DC gets to see and gets to do. You know, we certainly done the work to get it all set up. We just supply side. Another thing that the pandemic keeps giving us.
Yeah, supply chains have been. It's like that's the universal. What went wrong? Supply chain. That's what got us. Hey, speaking of that, DC is having his first transition meeting today, where everybody's there and everybody's going to talk and on the record. It's a Sunshine Organization. That's at 8, if I'm not mistaken, at City Hall. You're not participating in this though, right?
No. I'm letting him have. He needs to have his ability to do what he needs to do. Now, I've been very open. I have talked with Tim Kinsella a couple times. I've talked, obviously, with the mayor-elect multiple times. He's included in every one of our Tuesday executives. He's been since the 1st of September. He's been participating in those. He'll be participating in those through October. So we're still working, but I'm going to let him. He's going to do his transition team. He needs to do that. He needs to work through it and get all his stuff done. And if he has questions, he's always welcome to ask. And I said Tim Kinsella is just around the corner from us, and he came over and talked the other day. We had a good talk. I'm certainly there to answer any questions, but he needs to be able to do his own thing and be involved with that. Certainly, I'll give him the space to do that.
And by the way, and I've said it before, but I will say it again, I'm so appreciative of you making this available before the actual transition. I know that was not the case previously, and there was a lot of catching up to do pretty quickly on a lot of things. And, you know, running the transition team after being put in office is not quite as nice a way to do it as doing it during the actual transition. So anyway, I'm glad that you're letting that happen. We're finally getting recycling back, right?
Yes. ECUA has apparently got that up and running, so we're working with it. They are bringing the city on as they're bringing different sectors of the county on. The city really will come in full next Monday. So what we've tried to tell everybody is this week, obviously you already had your garbage picked up. Your recycling will get picked up next week. But this is the week that you need to start going back to recycling. And while we may have picked your can up this week, once it comes back, only put recyclables in it, because next week we're going to start picking it up separately for recyclables, and we're happy about that. And we're, you know, again, we certainly appreciate our partnership with ECUA. We understand things happen. You can't control them. Again, they would have liked to have had this done a lot faster than this, but they obviously ran into supply side issues. It's getting fixed now, and so it's going to be better, and we're all going to get there. But, it was unfortunate. But all I can say right now is I'm glad we're talking about recycling and other stuff, and we're not talking about a storm at this particular time. So I feel very fortunate along those lines that we didn't have to deal with that.
Right. Yeah. No, that's I don't want it to happen to anybody. And it looks like it's going to be a horrible thing for South and Central Florida. But as you say, I'm always grateful that it's not us. I just wish it could be not anybody. One other thing that happened last week, you did a ribbon cutting to finally fully and officially open Hitzman Optimus Park in the soccer complex there, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you were out there, Andrew, you should have seen the number of kids we had out there. And it really speaks to what we do at Parks and Recreation, probably one of the most significant sporting programs we have at this particular time. Just the growth. It really is probably our most gender equality sport, and it really shows when you see the number of kids. We opened it last year. We opened it during the middle of Delta. We really couldn't have at that point a celebration to celebrate what's going on with it, but it was nice to have it this last week and show off the success track. Success it is. I mean, the walking track, the dog parks, the additions with the restroom. It's really made Hitzman, I think, a much better place. I know there was a lot of consternation as we went through it, but as I've always said, you know, when a park gets built and everything else, I mean, it becomes super for the neighborhood. Everybody's happy, and it's a great asset, and everybody is embracing it. And everybody's embracing Hitzman. I mean, I, you know, the new soccer complex has been well embraced. even though it wasn't well received when it came in. So I think at the end of the day, again, when you build parks, when you expand your recreation, when you give children opportunities, youth to participate in outdoor activities, team sports, that's what City of Pensacola does, and that's what Parks and Rec does. And like I said, I'm a product of Pensacola's Parks and Rec, and I think they do an amazing job, and I think what we're doing at Hitzman is just a continuation of that.
Well, and as you have said many times, it's getting people to embrace the new thing, the change, the thing that they haven't seen before and are scared and upset about. Once it's in place, everybody forgets the birth pains to some degree, but it's not always easy to get them up and over that first hurdle. Mayor Grover Robinson, as always, thank you for the time. We'll look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night and then talking with you next week. We'll see you then, sir.
Absolutely, Andrew. Always enjoy being on with you. And I'm going to try to get warm now in this as I'm sitting here in the shadows. I'm waiting for the sun to come out and get me warmed up. So anyways, thank you. And fall is on the way, and I'll look forward to catching up with you next.